Tell me your flower story.
My name is Chelsea Carter, and this is my flower story. So, as a little girl, I didn't really have the whole, ooh, this is what I want my wedding to look like, this is what I want everything to be. A lot of other girls did, but I was really not that sort of person. So when it came time and I found myself engaged and to be married, I was kind of at a loss for a lot of it. But I knew one thing. I wanted a bouquet of wildflowers from the ditch because I grew up surrounded by all of these beautiful little purple flowers and white flowers. And for the life of me, I could not tell you the names of what they are other than chicory. I learned that. Chicory is what I know now. But I just wanted so desperately to have this bouquet that ideally, my partner would have gone out and picked for me in the hours before the ceremony. But instead, I found myself at very early in the morning, a few days before my wedding, at the florist with my mother, asking the florist, who probably expected a person looking for roses or carnations or any of the other sort of more manicured-looking flowers. I found myself asking, I want it to look like it came out of a ditch. And the horror on her face was, I don't think she had ever been asked that question before. So, yeah, she was able to cobble up some things. And we had these just giant 5-gallon buckets full of these wild-looking flowers that were on every single table and just around. We actually forgot to put all of them out in the reception hall. So in some of our wedding pictures, you can just see these 5-gallon buckets with just some flowers in them sitting there by the stage because we totally forgot about them. And it wasn't the bouquet I wanted, but it did okay. Still someday, I would love for, if we ever do a vow renewal, for my partner to go pick me a bouquet of flowers he found in the ditch, and that will be the most perfect bouquet of flowers that I could ever have.
Chelsea, do you believe flowers are essential?
Yeah, flowers are most definitely essential. They're pretty, and I think a lot of people would say, well, you have to do more than be pretty to be useful. And sure, there's stuff that they do, right? They feed bees and lots of other pollinators. But sometimes you just need a pop of color. And whether it is from a manicured rose garden or, you know, walking through the woods and there's just these little, like, yellow and purples that pop up from the ground, it's nice. Flowers are nice. Flowers are pretty. And I think it's enough for them to be pretty. Yeah, flowers are most definitely essential.
If you were a flower, what would you be?
I would probably be a dandelion. I know dandelions have this bad reputation because they're thought of as weeds and they're a problem when they're in your yard, but I've always liked them. They're bright and yellow, and then when they spread their seeds, they're this like wonderful cotton ball that you can blow away. And no matter how much weed killer my stepdad would put on them, inevitably they would always pop back up. And I know it's sort of maybe cheesy and cliche to say, but I like their resiliency. And I like to think that I can also be as resilient as a dandelion. And even in the middle of something that's manicured and perfect and, you know, put together as a system to look 100% ideal, I like the idea that dandelions are there just to kind of say, we want to be here. And we're going to be here, and you cannot stop us. And if you try to stop us, we'll just come back. I like that about dandelions.